I had to get off there in a hurry. Tape run out on me. And I'm not used to talking on these gadgets. Kind of hard to talk. And ain't nobody, you're not talking to nobody. And nobody to talk back. But I'm going to go. And I think Mother wants to say a few words. So, I think she's in there washing dishes. And I got to get on the ball. I got to get up Fort Worth, you know. I mentioned on the other side there about going to look at a trailer. I'm going to get me one of these little camper trailers, you know. Got the butane, the stove, and all this mess in it. I'm going to try to get a used one, get one cheap. I looked at a new one down here the other day at home, down here at Bill's Auto Supply on North Main, right across the street from Rogers Flooring. He's wanting $13.95 for it. It's a brand new trailer. But I don't want a brand new trailer. I'd rather have one that's somebody's used, in a way, and it's a little cheaper. And it'll serve the purpose what I want it for. It don't have to be nothing fancy, not for there. It's 5 miles to the highway, 2 miles to the nearest neighbor, and 65 miles to town, so I don't have too much trouble with people bothering me. Well, I'm going to say goodbye, and you take care, and we'll see you when you come in. You write us. I give you our address there on the other side. Just as I said, just write it to me. And we have yours, and I'm pretty sure we'll be writing within the next day or two. So, via con Dios, and we'll see you later.
Well, good morning, Richard. How are you this morning? Is your mother and Nita and Becky stayed all night with us last night. They had to take Nita over to Dallas to have the cast taken off her leg yesterday. We was really proud to have them. They were down last weekend, Mr. and Ms. Sims and the children, and spent the weekend with us, and we was really happy for them to be here. They're looking good and seem like they're doing real well. We would love to see you, and you don't take care of yourself now. I hadn't written to you. I received your card, but I didn't have your address till this morning. Your mother gave it to me. I'll try to write you a letter. I'm not much on writing, though. I doubt if you could read, even if I wrote one, because I'm not a very good handwriter. And the children's all doing fine. Ronald's working, Laura's, and they're all doing just real well. And, well, I'm not much of a talker of one of these things, so I'm going to say bye for now and take real good care of yourself, and we'll be looking for your home in the near future. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rich. This is Herschel, and, well, I'm kind of scared. It's the first time I ever talked over one of these things, and I don't know much what to say except, how you getting along? I hope you're doing as good as we are here at home. And, well, when I say doing good, I mean that's health-wise. As far as school goes, I'm about as bad as I can ever get. And, well, I'll let you go now. I think somebody else wants to talk on it, so.
Hi, Rich. How you doing? This is Thelma. And the season's going to spend all night this Friday night. And, like Herschel said, I'm scared too. This is my first time ever talking over something. And I'm not doing very good in school right now. I hope I'm getting a little bit better in my work and everything. And I hope you're doing all right over there. I guess I'll let you go now. I think somebody else wants to talk on it.
Hi, Richard. This is Doris, and I'm glad to know that you're doing okay. Your mother and them come down last weekend. They're down this weekend. Me and Nita's had pretty good talks. You know how us girls are. We talk quite a bit, mostly about boys. But she tells me about her love life, and I tell her about some of the things I do, which isn't much. I'm still working. A couple of weeks, I'll be unemployed, and I'm kind of glad of that. I don't know. I'll probably find something else, but I'm not going to be in any hurry to find it because I'm kind of tired of working. It gets kind of old after about 3 years. And, well, I don't know much more to say, except I know Mary Jane would like to say hi, but she's not here. And other than that, I guess that's just about all I've got to tell. There's not much that I do. I date occasionally, but that's about it. And so I guess I'll say bye for now and hope you're doing okay and let us hear from you.
Hi, Rich. This is the 26th of October and about 20 minutes till 6 in the afternoon. It's been about 5 hours since I talked to you, and I was real happy that you called and really did make us feel better. As I told you on the phone, didn't get to get Nadine and Floyd on a tape for you. They were going to ice show or something there in Fort Worth, so I didn't get to stay with them. I had planned to go down and spend the night with them Friday night, but we didn't get to do it. So maybe next weekend or this coming weekend, which will be November, be the 1st of November, we're planning on going in to see Jim. Just go in early on Saturday morning, stay a few hours, and then come back that night since we don't have a place to stay. We may run by there and get them on the tape for you then. I don't know just how it'll be, but Ronald did want to make you a tape, and he did, and I think you'll get it. Well, of course, I know that you've already heard him, and I'm sure you got a bang out of it. It's what I was trying to say. Daddy listened to it and got quite a few laughs. You know, Ronald, he talks real big and put a few emphases here and there, you know, and that makes him sound a little bigger, but I guess he's a pretty good boy after all. You know, I did have a little hand in raising him, so he can't be just all blow now, can he? He spoke of hearing from Jim. Well, we got another tape from him, and something's wrong with his recorder. It doesn't erase when you play over it. In other words, he had sent us a tape, and he told us to just go ahead and play over that and send it back to him. Well, it was just real weird. It was double talk and everything else. I don't know what was wrong with it. So Daddy said, well, since it's not good and clear, said, we'll do that. But said, whenever he sends us a real nice tape, why, we'll just keep it and buy another tape then, tape him one. So evidently he sent the same tape back to us. Well, I know he did. And you can hear him a-talking and us a-talking. It's real weird. I told Daddy I was going to write him and tell him that I was just minding you're going into hysterics. I had a tape from him. I couldn't understand it. And it just made it real tough. But I think we'll take it, you know, the tape recorder and the tape with us when we go over there and see him this weekend, and let him hear it. Maybe he'll know what he done wrong. He said something about having a little trouble or breaking something or doing something with his recorder. So maybe he can fix it then, whatever it is, after he hears this tape and see how weird it sounds. You know, I was real thrilled to get it and all. Got the recorder out and hooked everything up. And then it was the same thing, only the first time it was just strictly double talk. It was him talking twice, I think. I don't know what he did. He just evidently did push the wrong button somewhere. But we're looking forward to seeing him. And, of course, I suppose he'll be shipping out somewhere about the 13th of November. And I told Becky I just fixed a roast and some butter beans. Yeah, how about that? We're getting butter beans here now since it's almost turning winter, and they are good.
and told her I'd fix some things and just invite myself over for dinner, if that was okay. And she said, yeah, come on. So I didn't want her to have to fix for all of us. After all, she's just new in the family and didn't want her to make her all nervous and everything. So I told her not to worry about fixing anything. We'd just bring it with us. So we're looking forward to that. And then maybe we can settle down a little bit. I don't know. This will be three trips right straight that I've made into that part of the world. But anyway, Herschel said here a while back, said, Miss Sims said, if you ever stop ripping and romping and going like you do, said, you'll get old. I said, well, I sure am trying to stay young the hard way. But anyway, you kids are what makes our life, and seem like instead of slowing down, we're getting faster, so it's best that way. That way you don't have time to groan and grunt and get old and all stove up, first one thing to another. But we are looking forward to seeing him, and be glad when you get back in this part of the world so we can come see you, or you can come see us or something. And you know, you was talking about D. Of course, I've mentioned something about it on the other tape. Incidentally, you'll probably get both of these tapes at the same time. But anyway, that's kind of funny. She just couldn't wait, you know. She knew that we were going to move into the trailer, and I was going to have to clean out the house, try to rent it, first one thing or another. And evidently, I don't know whether y'all went through everything or whether she went through everything or any what. But anyway, I feel like I didn't have any secrets left. But she tried to get me to store some of that, just any and all of it, anything I wanted to store. She'd keep it for me. She was going to move in a bigger house, and she'd have plenty of room, and I could just store all that stuff over there and get it anytime I wanted to. And I thanked her real nice and sweet, you know, but still I didn't pay attention to it. She'd tell me things like you were going to get these speakers and all this kind of stuff, so when you built your house, you were going to have music in every room and all this kind of stuff. She was always telling me what you all were going to do, and that she was getting these pictures and fixing our album. And I don't know, you might not have realized quite just how she was, but you know, if you hadn't left pretty soon, she'd have had you, wouldn't she? Anyway, like I said, I'm glad that she's got her guy, if she has. I don't know that she has. Did she write and tell you, or did Orensby? I never did ask Orensby if she had told you. I wasn't going to say anything about it. I didn't think it mattered one way or the other, but you mentioned it, so I just wondered if Dee had written you or if Orensby had. But anyway, just watch out, because these determined gals, one way or the other, they'll get you sometimes.
Hello, Rich. How are you doing? Been raining and it's pretty dreary outside. It's awful dark. Next week we're going to have our 9 weeks test. And so far I'm doing pretty good. I've got all A's. As I told you in my letter, my highest average is 99. And that's in English. I'm going to have a test day after tomorrow. And I've got a worksheet in there that's got about 14 questions on it. Today when you called, I was outside playing, and so I didn't get to listen to you or say anything to you. But I wished I could have, and I'll sure be glad when you get back. I'm gonna have to stop, because if I don't, that teacher will skin me alive tomorrow.
Well, hello, Rich. Today is Sunday night, about 6:20, October the 26th. And I haven't been doing much today. We got in yesterday from Dallas, and last night me and Mark babysitted for Patty and Monty and didn't get home to about 2 o'clock this morning, so we just all slept late. And I got my cast off Friday the 24th. I had to miss school, and we left, me and Becky and Mother left about 6 o'clock Friday morning and went to Cleburne to see about, see if Charlie Wright had put in the lavatory, but they hadn't, so we went on to Dallas, and I got my cast off, and the doctor said it's not completely healed, but it's healed enough where I can walk, you know, on it, and I get to wear any kind of shoes I want to, and Dr. Lawson didn't say I had to wear it built, my shoe built up, but Doc did, and he says I won't have to have it built up until I get off my crutches, which won't be until probably about another month. So we went down to Sears yesterday and got me some real pretty shoes, and of course they're two different sizes, and we had to buy two pair, which made it kind of expensive, and I won't be able to get shoes, you know, just all the time, but it's a lot better than what I've been having to wear. And the doctor said for 2 weeks to walk on with both crutches, and then after that walk for 2 weeks if I could with just one crutch, and then after that to try to walk, you know, on my own. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to or not. I'll just have to wait and see. Right now my ankle is kind of sore, but I'm trying to put weight on it, because I know if I don't, it won't ever work the soreness out. Saturday we got a tape from Jim, and I haven't even heard it, but Mother and Daddy listened to it, and they said that it was all jumbled up, because what Jim does, we're just using the same tape. He'll send us one, and then we'll just, you know, race it and send him one. But there's something matter with his tape recorder or something, because when we got it today, when they listened to it, well, Mother said that we was still on it, and that his didn't erase it. It just went on top of it. And I don't know what's the matter, unless Jim just doesn't really know how to run his deal. But it's all confused. It's not clear, and everything like yours is. Mama and Daddy sure enjoyed talking to you on the phone this evening when you called. I wish you could have talked longer, so maybe, you know, us kids could have said something. But when, like Mama said, that operator said that, you know, two people couldn't talk at the same time and use both phones. But Mama said that next time you call, just when you start talking, she's going to tell Daddy to get on my phone. Because, you know, it just saves time when two people can listen at the same time. I had started you a letter one day last week, but I never get around to sending it off. And so I was in there straightening up my room today, and I just threw it away because it was outdated, because then I didn't even have my cast off, and I had told you that I didn't know when I was going to get to. So I just threw it away, but we'll try very hard to get you a letter off some day this week. But Wednesday and Thursday, the 29th and 30th, we have our 9 weeks test. And, of course, that means I'm going to have to start studying, you know, right now in order to, you know, go over most of everything that we've covered. And so this week I'll be pretty busy, but maybe I can, toward the latter part of the week, I'll have time to write, or maybe I can use my study hall or something. I don't know if Mom and them told you when you called or not. I think they did, but anyway, this next weekend, Jim was supposed to come home, and I don't know what happened, but we thought he was supposed to come home this weekend, but anyway, I don't know, something went haywire. So, when he comes home next weekend, we're going to go up there and have dinner with him, and it's going to be kind of hard because we're just going to go Saturday morning early and then come back the same day, Saturday evening. And Daddy said that we'd take the tape recorder, and if we had time, and if Arnsby was home, we'd come back by there and let them, you know, talk a while. But, you know, we don't know if we can or not, but that we'll try. So I know you'd like to hear from them. If we go home next week, and it's going to make 3 weekends right straight in a row that we've gone home, and Mama says kind of hopes that after that we can, you know, stay home a while, not be on the go. But I don't guess we're going to go anywhere over the Thanksgiving holidays. Or at least we haven't made any plans. But if Daddy can take his, you know, get a day off for his birthday on Christmas holidays, you know, and take his birthday as one day and Christmas as the next day, well, and have the weekend, well, we're going to try to go to East Texas if we can, and we want Becky Ann to go with us if she can, but she hadn't said where she, you know, be able to go or not, but it'd be kind of nice for her to, you know, meet most of the folks. Rich, Becky Jones began to think that she's not going to get to say something, and she started crying, so I'm going to hush up and, you know, help her talk a little bit because she can't run this here jigaboo by herself. So, until we hear from you, or write you, or talk to you again, may God bless you, and I hope that everything just turns out all right, and we're looking forward to the time when you get your commission. Hope it's just pretty soon. So, I'll close, and we all love you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Rich. This is Becky. Nita got some pretty yellow material and gonna make me and her dress. And boy, when I shined in, when I was gonna be at their wedding, Becky and Jim's, Mama got me some little shoes, and they got little bows on them. They're white. I got some little brown shoes, almost like sissies. When the kids go to school tomorrow, me and Mother got to get up and clean up the house because it's pretty dirty. It's raining out there now, and it's getting cold. Bye-bye, Rich. I better go now. And write and tell me if I'm still your best girlfriend, and we love you.
Hello, Rich. This is Sunday evening, I believe October about the 26th. And just been sitting around all day. It's been a pretty gloomy day, and it's beginning to rain a little. In fact, we've had about a week here of pretty rough weather, and it's sort of gloomy for West Texas. I always thought it was a fair country, but I see it's a little different. But just a few hours ago is when we talked to you on the phone, so that made everything look a little bit brighter. Everything's going along about as usual over here. I guess, as I told you on the phone, Jim's planning on getting to be in next week, and we plan on going over and maybe taking dinner with him on Saturday, and see him what we can. Of course, I know we won't be with Becky a lot, so we won't spend much time over there. We've had a tape from him. I believe we got it yesterday, but still there's something wrong with his tape recorder. He uses the same tape that we send ours on, and me and Mama and, of course, Nita and Becky and all of us, it was on the tape when we got it back. We were still on there, and he was too, and you can imagine sort of what kind of a mix-up we had. Now, I don't know whether his tape recorder just doesn't erase our taping, or just what the deal is, but somehow, I guess he doesn't play his tapes over to see how they are, so we only had two from him, and they were both messed up, so we hope he can get that straightened out, but with yours, we've never had any trouble. Everything's come in real good. Well, I just wondering if you've heard about all the ruckus we had here, about the 15th of this month, about the Vietnam War moratorium, the demonstration, everything. Well, I guess you've possibly hearing much over there, and as quick as we do. But what I hear around over here, I don't know whether to believe it or not. I think all news media is managed anyhow, so I don't know whether we got straight of it. But anyhow, there wasn't much sign of it out in this part of the country. I was up around Knox City and Crowell and Chillicothe and up that way that day, and I didn't really see any sign of the moratorium, but the demonstration. But according to the news, it was quite a bit around over the country, some in the big towns, especially in Washington, and one place and another. But I thought it was pretty bad way people did. Even some of our congressmen and some of our State Department officials, like the Secretary of Defense, I believe, Laird, his son was in the demonstration, and quite a few of them, even like Vice President Humphrey, or former Vice President, he approved of such things, and quite a few of the high up. But still, I'm glad we've got a few true Americans over here that didn't approve of a thing like that. I know every one of us, I'm included, we're against such thing as you boys are in over there in Vietnam. But still, it's a sad day in our history of this country when we begin to have demonstrations like we've had here on the 15th of October. I don't think that is American way of doing things. If I understand our American way, maybe I'm not right up on everything as I should be, but I think that is strictly communist tactics, and there's just a whole lot of people that seem like backs it. But as I said, we still got a good true American, and I think it sort of showed up on this occasion, as well as the few beatniks and what have you that was putting it on. Of course, I understood that there maybe was a few of the men and boys over in Vietnam that wore maybe black armbands or something, showing as in sympathy with the protest or demonstration. But I also heard on the news, on the television, I was in the motel that night, Crowell, and some of the things that some of the boys said, and some had been over there and back, and one thing and another. And I think in general, everyone would like to see the war over and every American out of Vietnam, but we don't see things not like these demonstrators was putting on here this month. But I do hope that pretty soon everything can be settled and you can be out. But for as much as it's already cost us over there, why, it would be a terrible thing just to, well, in my word, just to say tuck your tail and run. As much as I want you from over there, as well as the rest of them, I don't think that could hardly be the way out. But it seems that's what the main deal was on this protest or demonstration, just to get out now, no matter what. But as I say, I would like to see it over with, but not just like a lot of people looks at it, because after all, there's been some 40,000 boys lost alive, and no telling how many wounded, and the other ways it's cost and heartaches and what have you. So that would be all in vain if you just got out without getting any kind of a reasonable settlement on the deal. Of course, we're going to be losers any way you look at it. But maybe not quite so much, we're hoping. Well, I don't have a whole lot to say around here. They had this tape that started while I was over at home for Dallas and Cleveland around this weekend, so I thought I would try to say a few more words to you. I know that I played part of Ronald's tape here, and I know you'll sort of get a kick out of that, whether it'll be a good or a bad, I don't know, but at least it's some of those tall Texas tales that he can tell, and might be, if you have time and you don't have nothing else to do, I guess it'd be pretty interesting listening to the kid. We were over about a week ago, and he told me all about his place down there, and he's all enthused over it. I guess it's pretty good. The boy seemed like it had some pretty hard breaks in one way and another, but something like that sort of boosts him up a little. He's sort of enthused over his rodeo riding, and I think he's doing pretty good at that, and too, I think it's a pretty good deal, and him being young as he is, to put his money in on land like that, even though it may not be worth a whole lot other than just for deer leasing. I think it'd possibly be worth what he's paying for it for that if he handled it right. And I told him, Mr. Williams, I thought it was pretty good for the boy. As young as he is, he can pay it out. He's making pretty good, I think. And usually he'd spend his money on something and put it into land like that. Why, it'll at least be a start and give him something to be interested in. I know he's, just from hearing him talk, he's pretty well discouraged about a lot of things. He doesn't take in with the young folks there in Cleburne too much or anywhere, in fact, it seems. So I guess something like that, he feels like he's at least making a showing. Well, so much for that. I don't know when we'll get to be making you another tape. I guess it won't be too long. We're going to have two to send off here at this time. I reckon we made one along during the week. Mama said she hadn't got it off yet. So I guess we'll get to send you these two at the same time. But maybe you can put up with our yakking for a while. And I know if we get two or three a day from you, it would make us feel real good. We're so proud that we can hear from you boys like that. It's sort of gets us mixed up. Mama said just about runs her buggy to listen at us yak and try to figure out what Jim was saying in with it, and you just can't hardly do it. But anyhow, we want y'all to, when you can make a tape, feel like it, why, we appreciate it. If you can write a letter, why, appreciate that. Or when you can call, I doubt if Jim will get the chance to do that, as he won't be very well established in one location like you've been. But as I said, when you can call, why, always do it, because we appreciate it. It don't cost much, and just a few words to hear you talk, know that you're doing all right. Well, it's worth several times what it costs, so don't ever hold back on that. I know you said you tried several times recently and couldn't get through. Well, we appreciate you making the effort, and when you can get through, don't hold back on the cost or anything. We were both going to listen to you this evening. You know, we got an extension phone here, but Mama told me to go in there and pick up the other phone, and we'd all three talk. But just as I picked it up, the operator said, "Someone pick up the extension phone." And Mama told her, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you can't do that." So I don't know what's the deal on that, but maybe the next time we'll sort of put it by some other way. But anyhow, we would like to hear from you, and we'll try to let you hear from us as often as we can. And Mama said, I believe that you told her you'd got the package. Well, it's not much that we can send, all right. It's not so much buying stuff as getting it over there, but we'll be trying to send you a few things along. She said you wanted a clock, I believe, and maybe one of your electric clocks. Well, we'll try to get that to you, too, just as soon as we can. I was looking at one of the little deals that Jim got, I think, for graduation presents in a case of a deal. And I asked her if she thought one like that wouldn't be better than just a plain old open clock. I would think it would. And maybe you could take care of it better. So I'm going to try to look you up one just as soon as I can. And quick as we possibly can, we'll try to get one in the mail to you so you'll have that. Oh, Mama just come in and was messing with me. And while I stopped talking, while we were looking at the tape, how much I had left, I told her, well, I didn't have much more tape and didn't have much to say anyhow. He said, well, if you've told him all the news now, just the truth, I just tell him a few lies. That'll at least be something. But I didn't think that'd be very good to do that. Well, you know, we're talking about your car. Well, I believe I told you that I put some STP in your power steering unit here some little bit ago. Well, I noticed before that we was having to add some little bit of fluid along, and I went out this evening and was checking the antifreeze. I put about a half gallon of antifreeze. The water was down a little, so I just filled it up with Prestone. I don't know if that's the kind of antifreeze you use or not, but anyhow, that's what I put in it. But what I was going to tell you, since putting that STP, well, they had made a trip over to Dallas and back, and I think maybe we'd gone to church, San Angelo once or so forth, and then Nita had been driving to school and back, been some little bit driving it anyhow. And I checked the power steering fluid, and it's not down any. I believe that STP really done the work on that. And I keep pretty close check on your oil. And I don't believe your car is using oil. I'm still using this Quaker State Supreme oil in the crankcase. But I hope you don't mind, but I put a can of STP in the crankcase, too, the last time I changed. So I don't know how many miles we got. We possibly got between 800 and 1,000 on it since I changed. I don't know for sure. Maybe not quite that many, but anyhow, your oil is still right up to the top, so everything just seems top-notch on it. And if you don't mind me using it like that, why, until you get back and get to using yourself, why, I usually let STP alone. I don't know. There's some people that's 100% for it and some's against it. But for me, I'm sold on the stuff. I don't ever buy it at the station. It usually costs $1.35 there, but I get it for around anywhere from 69 to 72 cents around here, and I think it's well worth that. Well, this tape is just about to run out here. In fact, I run out and I backed up here. I'm cutting off some more things I said, but I didn't want to back up and tell you I'm just about through. And so I'll say bye for now and try to yak on till this thing goes off. And take care of yourself and be good and write us when you can. And may the Lord bless you. And remember, we're still thinking of you and we're praying for you and hope you the best of luck in everything. And just keep your chin up. I know sometimes you say you're sort of in a bad mood. I can understand that. But yet the Lord will be with you always.